Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Phil Vischer, illegal immigration, and economics. So, Phil Vischer, very liberal guy, defending illegal immigration on the basis of cheap labor, and that is pretty unethical. You'd think that someone who's woke would be against exploiting cheap labor from foreign immigrants. But, okay, that was sarcasm. You wouldn't think that someone who's woke would actually care about the American working class. That was a joke. But nonetheless, Phil Vischer is a good object lesson for why people who support illegal immigration are greedy and how what they're doing is wrong and how they don't really care about the nation as a whole. So that's what we're going to dive into today. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description below. You get access to bonus content. A lot of people didn't like the fact that I had some pretty good bonus content recently that was behind the paywall. But, you know, there is a value proposition to supporting Evangelical Dark Web, but you also get to help Christian news and support that. Sign up for a free newsletter. It gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. So this is our tweet where Phil Vischer says, "Can anyone explain how we are supposed to believe Trump will lower prices when the things he is proposing, tariffs on all imported goods and mass deportation of agricultural workers, are all virtually guaranteed to raise prices? Am I missing something?" And Rhett Koppel, the mostly peaceful jawbone enthusiast himself and a staunch Christian nationalist ally, if I do say so myself, he says, "We're going to drill and then deport 20 million illegals competing for goods, services, and housing for starters." And Rhett Koppel understands economics. And Phil Vischer's response is to go full GDP on the situation. And that's just someone who's taken an economics class but hasn't thought beyond the worldview implications of strictly being an economist. So let's just break it down in the first tweet. So Trump wants to have tariffs and deport illegal aliens because illegal aliens are criminals. They're invaders. They don't belong in this country. So Trump wants to deport them. Hopefully. Hopefully he wants to deport them. So the tariffs would bring some jobs back overseas. Manufacturing is good for middle class income, and that would help a lot of people out. And then it would, for at least a time, it would lead to an increase in prices. I don't necessarily begrudge that. But Rhett Koppel says, "We're going to drill," meaning we're going to drill for oil. We are going to harvest natural resources in our country, which will lower the cost of energy in this country. It'll lower the cost of fuel And the price of oil is one of the things that hasn't really gone up with the insane amount of inflation we've experienced. Oil prices are comparably not as inflated as they could be. Imagine if we could bring oil prices down to $1.99. How much goods and services could be cheaper in this country if we could lower the cost of fuel? So Brett Koppel does have a response to that. And then deporting 20 million illegal aliens. That will help alleviate the housing crisis. That will help reduce the people competing for good services. So this is how the free market works. You get supply and demand. This is an action that will reduce the demand and leave the supply intact. So therefore, it will lower the price of things because there's going to be fewer people competing for the same amount of goods. That also allows inflation to come down some. But Phil Vischer's response is, I'm not sure you understand how economies work. Deporting 1 million people would shrink the economy by 2%. Deporting 20 million would crater the economy. And this is Phil Vischer believing that GDP is the measure of a healthy economy. I'm here to inform you that the GDP of the United States of America is really high right now. We are not, in their terms, in a recession. But does anyone actually believe that the economy is good? The answer to that is no. There is no one that believes that the United States economy is doing really good right now. No one believes that. Everyone is suffering. The working class is suffering under inflation and a pretty crappy job market at that. So it's not easy times for the working class American. So the idea that the GDP shrinking 2%, that does not affect the average American at all. In fact, we wouldn't feel that because we're also not feeling the GDP going up 2%. We don't feel that. The GDP went up 3% in Q4 of 2023. Did you feel that? No, I bet you didn't feel that at all. So the size of the economy is measured by GDP. That shrinking, we don't feel it. We do feel inflation. We do feel real wages. GDP is one of the worst metrics of an economy that we could use. Because let's break down GDP for a second. There are a lot of things that are included in GDP that aren't actually good for the economy. There are a lot of things that are included in GDP that are fake, like imputed rent. Now, if you're a Christian, you're familiar with the concept of imputation. The idea that, you know, guilt is imputed and stuff, and righteousness is imputed. So you're familiar with that concept. The idea that someone who owns their house and occupies their own house, their imputed rent is calculated into the GDP. Does that make sense? No, but I believe the story behind that is they wanted to tax imputed rent. That didn't end up happening, but you understand the evil intentions of including such a bogus metric into GDP, which also inflates the GDP. Because I, you know, even if rent is actual, I believe imputed rent still might be counted as well for units that are actually being rented. So could be a double counting issue, but also with GDP, when you are enabled by technological advancements to actually do goods and services yourself, you are shrinking the GDP by doing that, but you are a lot more efficient and a lot more better off. You're spending a lot less money. So there's a number of examples that we could pull from this, but let's just use the classic example of someone not having a gas attendant anymore. If you have to have a gas attendant to pump gas, that actually improves the GDP because you're paying the gas attendant is getting paid and the person is buying fuel. If we remove the gas attendant and you pump your own fuel, you've actually decreased the GDP by doing that. But you have not actually taken any value away from the economy. So the GDP does include a lot of jobs that don't necessarily provide economic value for a nation. So GDP, long story short, is a terrible metric of economics. Phil Vischer is concerned about the size of the economy, which to me is greed. That is greedy. And greed is one of the seven deadly sins, which is an archetype, but still, it's a useful teaching tool. Seven deadly sins. And I'm just going to agree with Rhett Koppel's rebuttal here. And he's like, I'm also sure not having to compete with 20 million people for food and housing might make the middle class wages valuable again. And Phil Vischer is very concerned about the migrant worker when 25% of our food production workers disappear in a nation that is currently near full employment. The middle class will quit their jobs. Will the middle class quit their jobs and work in the fields instead? Well, hopefully Phil Vischer will be out of a job and he can work these jobs instead. Look, there's a lot of issues when it comes to not getting enough men to work in this country. I do believe that that's a major issue. Ironically, you know who talks about that the most as far as in the church goes is Mark Driscoll. But a lot of people, you know, really hate Mark Driscoll. And that might be one of the messages why. But nonetheless, there is a laziness issue in this country. I do believe that's true. But I don't believe that immigration is the answer to that problem. And illegal aliens definitely do not help the economy. I'm just going to be real blunt with that. The idea of taking middle class jobs, which does happen. The idea of higher crime, which is obvious. The idea of housing, the housing crisis is in many parts of the country directly fueled by illegal immigration. These things harm the middle class. They harm working Americans. More people competing for the same amount or even fewer goods and services, that, again, that is how you get higher prices. So what is our priority here? Is it doing what's right or is it doing what is best for the GDP? That needs to be answered by Phil Vischer and other liberals who all of a sudden want to care about the economy when it comes to preserving cheap labor for illegal aliens. You know what's ironic is, you know, Barack Obama came up with that, you know, blue dog Democrat spirit in him, where he was pretty anti-illegal immigration because it hurt working class Americans, you know, black people especially. And, you know, Obama was pretty rough on illegal aliens. Obviously, he would not go far enough, but he was actually worse on illegal aliens in some capacity than George Bush was. That's pretty shocking, but it's true. So anyway, my name's Ray. That's all I got to say about that for now. Phil Vischer, total liberal. And again, he's bad for the economy. But anyway, stay based, crisis king, and we will catch you on the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.